The human infant receives milk and later solid food in order to grow and develop. So the newborn Christian receives the milk of the Word and the strong meat of the Word as he grows spiritually. Whether the diet of the believer is the milk or the meat, he must go to the Bible to eat and be strengthened. There is no other way to spiritual growth except a regular feeding of the Spirit in the Word of God. The very essence of being a Christian is to share a personal relationship with God. The ultimate joy of being a Christian is to live in daily and unceasing fellowship with God. Now, we enter that wonderful relationship with God by being saved. So conversion is the beginning of a new life, a spiritual life, which is so different it is called being born again. Some Christians who have been saved by repentance toward God and faith in Jesus Christ have not grown toward spiritual maturity. But it is imperative that we realize our conversion experience is the beginning, not the climax, of our relationship with God. For as physical birth opens the doors to all the experiences of the physical life, so the spiritual birth of conversion opens the door to all the wonderful experiences of the spiritual life. Physical life is incomplete if it does not develop beyond birth, just as the spiritual life is incomplete if it does not develop beyond being saved. The Christian is called to a life of continuing and increasing fellowship with God. No one can maintain his spiritual vigor if he depends only on long past experiences as the source of continuing inspiration. There must be what the Bible teaches as a daily walk with God. Now, this series of studies will investigate some things which will help you move on in your spiritual pilgrimage. It will investigate 5 steps in your walk with God in these next 5 studies. The message assumes that you have repented of your sins and are trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you have been born of the Holy Spirit and are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Now, how can you move on from here? The first step in your walk with God is to stay close to the Bible. A saint of God who lived in a generation past said, "The vigor of our spiritual life will be in exact proportion to the place the Word of God holds in the life and thoughts. There can be no spiritual vitality nor fruitful service unless you stay close to the Word of God." You see, the Bible is God speaking to you. It is true and reliable because it is the record of what God has said about Himself. It is His self-disclosure. Now, if the Bible were merely what men thought about God, it would not be reliable. Man's thoughts of God express themselves in idolatry, fear, superstition, and perversion. But the Bible is not a record of what man has searched out and concluded concerning the person and work of God. It is the reliable account of what God has supernaturally revealed about Himself. So do not approach your Bible as you would approach a book of ancient history or a book of mythology. It is more than that. The events of ancient history recorded there are more than mere historical records. Bible history is His story. It is the record of the work of God among men. So the historical portions of the Bible are given that you might see who God is and how He deals with mankind. It is history interpreted in the light of the reality of a personal God who is involved in the affairs of men. God speaks to you in the Bible for your own good. Remember that man was not made for himself. He has in his inner spirit what someone has called a God-shaped blank. Man must have a God. If he knows not the true God, he will worship rocks, trees, the planets of heavens, animals, or even himself. Man has an insatiable appetite for worship. You see, God made him that way. So, God has spoken through His inspired book, which we call the Holy Bible, in order that man's need for God might be met in the right way. God has spoken to you through the Bible because you need to hear the truth about Him. God speaks to you in the Bible for your own good. And the Bible speaks directly from God to you. Read it and study it with that thought in mind. If it reproves, rebukes, or corrects, receive it with the Spirit. "Thank you, Lord. I needed to hear that." If it blesses, inspires, encourages, or assures, receive it with the same Spirit. For God is speaking to you personally through His great book. The Bible is used of God to bring you to salvation. It tells the truth about God, His holiness, justice, and grace. It tells the truth about man, his weakness, wandering, and sin. It tells the truth about sin, its universality, seriousness, and judgment. But why does God reveal those things? He reveals the truth about God, man, and sin because He wants to bring man to forgiveness and fellowship in Jesus Christ. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith. The Bible reveals the truth about sin not to make man feel guilty but to show him the way to escape. A good physician will explain to the patient the truth about his illness in order to give him the remedy and restore him to health. So the Scripture has concluded all under sin that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. So the Bible reports the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, a divinely inspired account of His vicarious suffering and substitutionary atonement has kept the record correct to this very day. God's purpose is that all people of all generations might know the truth. That is why He recorded it and preserved it in Holy Scripture. The record of the redemptive deed of Jesus Christ in His death and resurrection becomes the basis of faith unto salvation. To believe the record that God gave of His Son is the only way to be saved. So the Bible is essential to salvation. But the Bible also enables you to grow to spiritual maturity. The human infant receives milk and later solid food in order to grow and develop. So the newborn Christian receives the milk of the Word and the strong meat of the Word as he grows spiritually. Whether the diet of the believer is the milk or the meat, he must go to the Bible to eat and be strengthened. There is no other way to spiritual growth except a regular feeding of the Spirit in the Word of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The Word of God will exercise differing ministries as it promotes spiritual maturity in you. It will teach, for it is profitable for doctrine. It will rebuke, for it is profitable for reproof. It will change, for it is profitable for correction. It will guide you in the right way, for it is profitable for instruction in righteousness. The ultimate end will be that you are fully trained and adequately equipped to do whatever good works may be assigned to you by your Heavenly Father. Thank God for the Bible. This precious book I'd rather own than all the golds and gems that e'er in monarch's coffers shone, than all the diadems. Dear Christian, prize the Word of God. Esteem your Holy Bible. Value the sacred Scriptures. More to be desired are they than gold, ay, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is the servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Father, so minister in our lives as to keep us close to the Bible, that we may become all that You have designed us to be. Make us more and more a people of the book, for Jesus' sake. Amen.